Greetings in Jesus' name on this 10th day of October, the year of our Lord 2019. It's currently in the 50s outside, right around 60. I'm still in Athens, Georgia, and I apologize for yesterday. Boy, the day was just filled with activities and ministry opportunities. I wish you could have been with me and my wife on yesterday around the 11 o'clock hour as we had the distinct privilege of sharing the gospel and talking about aviation to a group of some 22 Chinese pilots. They are training to be pilots for the Chinese airlines, and they're training here at the Ben Epps Athens Airport here in Athens, Georgia. They're with an academy called the Falcon Academy, and it was a great honor to be able to go and share the gospel with them. And many of them, you could tell, didn't know nothing about Jesus Christ. And what an honor to be able to share the gospel with them on yesterday. And then the meeting closed out last night here at the Crooked Creek Baptist Church. And what a wonderful time that the Lord blessed us with. And we're grateful to God for how He is continuing to help us and encourage us during these days of preaching missions conferences and challenging churches in the area of launching out for Christ and being faithful to Him to reach the world with the good news of the gospel. Today is a travel day for my wife and I. We're traveling back to our promised land, which is the state of Maine, and we're very excited about that. We're anxious to get home and to be busy about the Father's business. We do have a contract on our home now, and we're praying that all of the details will work out as we continue to further our ministry for these times that we're living in. So to God, once again, be maximum glory. In your Bibles today, I would like to invite you to look with me in 1 John chapter number 5 and verse number 4. The Bible says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." You have to love this passage of Scripture today, don't you? Because it talks about overcoming the world. I find people so often in my walk of life and in my ministry that simply are not overcomers. Instead of overcoming the world is overcoming them. They are in bondage to the world. They are following the ways of the world. They are wanting to do the activities of the world. But then there are those that are born of God. For whosoever is born of God, for whatsoever is born of God, the Bible says, overcometh the world. It is the born again, blood washed believers that are overcomers. They overcome the world. There's nothing that the world has to offer, for all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. Nothing for the Christian is in the world that would cause us to honor the Lord. And the Bible says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." And notice here, "And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." If you're interested in overcoming the world today, number one, you must be born again. If you're interested in overcoming the world today, even our faith, it is the faith that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the faith that we have in the Word of God. It is the faith that we have that comes as a result of prayer and fasting. That is what is the great propelling truth that causes each of us to overcome the world. How about it today, dear friend? Why don't we just go ahead and understand that because we've been born of God, we're overcomers of the world. And why don't we just go ahead and settle it in our hearts and in our minds today that we're going to be people of faith. We're going to walk with God in the fullness and trust Him for every detail. Those are the ones that are overcomers. Be encouraged today in this great truth, and may God help us every one of us, to make a difference for Him. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.